to recognize that voice. He sat in this chair for many, many years and moved on to be a player in media on a national scale. And so I'm going to welcome to the airways Ed Schultz back on News and Views. Good to have you back on, Ed.
Good to be with you this morning, Joel. How are you?
Well, the article in the USA Today yesterday really got my attention, Ed, because you and I had a conversation over the weekend, and I know you keep in touch with and come back to the heartland here. And really, they're after farmers. The Tea Party is after the Farm Bill.
Well, they are, and this is going to be a big subject for rural America, not just North Dakota or South Dakota. I mean, there's, when you go after the Farm Bill, you're going after every section of the country, because there's commodities all over the place, and there's, the Farm Bill affects just about every state in the union at some level. So this is going to be nut-cutting time, for lack of a better term, to see exactly how far the Tea Party wants to go, because a big part of their base is in rural America. And, that ag dollar turns 11 times on Main Street. And so we're just going to have to see where this all rolls out and how legislators are going to go home and sell it. I mean, I would imagine, Kevin Cramer is going to have to figure out how he's going to justify this. And so is the congressional representative from South Dakota. I mean, I assume that's what you're focusing on, because that's really where these folks are.
I mean, take a look at what Kevin Cramer and Kristi Noem did during this latest government shutdown. They led the charge. They were there. They stood on the steps of the Capitol and said, we will not give in until, I saw Kevin Cramer at the press conferences. I saw Kristi Noem at, they took high-profile positions when it came to all of this, and it was all about government spending. Then it turned to deficit. The big question is anybody going to call hypocrite now if they don't align themselves with these folks when it comes to this?
Well, there's so much money floating around right now, especially with Citizens United, and now Citizens United on steroids has been in front of the Supreme Court, which would affect individual giving, not just corporate donations. And most of these rural representatives come from, quote, cheap media markets, meaning that advertising in rural states is not real expensive. So it's pretty, logistically, it's pretty easy to primary somebody. And so if they make a decision to go against these conservative groups that are bankrolling all of these primaries and bankrolling all of the threats of, you have to vote a certain way or we're going to target you, that kind of environment is out there, they're going to have to make a decision. Is Kevin Cramer, and I would say, this about, Heidi. Are North Dakota representatives and senators going to stand with North Dakota farmers? I mean, that's really the fundamental question here. And that means a full implementation of a farm bill that we can recognize, Joel. Not some, slash and burn type program that is going to gut rural America and not finance and give support to what we have known in the past. I mean, we know what a normal farm bill looks like. What they want to do is they want to gut everything they can get their hands on. They don't want any of these price supports. They don't want any of this nutrition. They think food stamps and nutrition are the big problem in America. And so this is going to cross, I think, a few political lines in the heartland.
But it plays into what I've heard you saying on your radio show and on your television show, which is going back to that word hypocrite. And there's a real paradox here, because many of these same people blew up the farm bill. There was a bipartisan farm bill that came to the floor of the House that came out of the Republican-led Ag Committee. They said, here it is. Don't do this. There's major cuts in this. There's major savings. And it was Kevin Cramer. And it was Eric Cantor and Kristi Noem who decided to separate out the nutrition program from this. We'd have a farm bill passed if it weren't for that. Well, now, and this is where I'm really curious from you, who get to see the mainline politics from a D.C. level. When the president says this is one of my top three priorities in the nation, Does that put a big target on it? Because if the Tea Party says, you know, we hate this guy so much, it doesn't matter what he says, we're going after it. Does that put a big target on the Farm Bill?
Well, it does, but it also signals to the Democrats that don't expect me to come in your backyard and raise money and campaign for you if you're not going to support what I think is one of my top priorities. So that door swings both ways. I mean, Obama needs to signal, which he has, to his people in the Congress that, look, this is what we got to get done. But the attitude, when was the last time you heard a president in the midst of all the political wrangling that's going on in America, and where there's so much intensity, that, oh yeah, by the way, one of my top priorities is a farm bill.
Yeah,
I mean, farm bills in the past have just been almost a force of nature politically in America. They just have not been that heavy of a lift. And so now the climate has gotten to the point where the president has to prioritize this. Yeah, you know, I really want this thing. And so that signals both ways. That signals a sense of urgency on the part of the Democrats and those who live in farm states, whether you're a Republican or a Democrat, that, you know, this is what he wants to get done. It also signals a target of obstruction for them that, hey, we're not going to give it to him. This is another thing we can make Obama miserable on and make him look like a complete failure. So I think that's swings both ways.
Has any research done by your organizations, NBC, MSNBC, shown that any of these farm state congressmen and women, such as Kevin Cramer and Kristi Noem, that their races are in play, or are they still considered very safe races?
No, it's you know, the most recent poll that came out from NBC News was that more than half the country, I think it was like 52%, want to see everybody in Congress thrown out. That's a historically high number. The other thing is that if you talk to the Democrats, they say that the Republicans have damaged themselves so terribly in this shutdown and the threat of default that it's such a moving target right now. They really thought that there were 26 seats that they had to defend, and I think there was like 28 seats that they thought were achievable. But they think that's such a moving target now because the mood of the country is so furious at Washington for putting the American people and workers through this exercise that the big bleed is going to be on the Republicans. And so now I think the calculation is being made in the Republican camp. Do we try this stunt again, or do we actually try to get a deal so we don't have another shutdown and the possibility of in February of not paying our bills? So.
I can't let you go without getting that national perspective in regards to Obamacare and what's happening with the website. It's playing out nationally.
Well, I'm you know, Joel, I'm kind of cynical about it. You know, most people that work in the media have never run a business. Most people in the media have never had to meet payroll. Most people in the media all of a sudden become experts on everything. This is not your normal website rollout. This isn't, you know, somebody's small business. This is a huge undertaking. I think the Obama administration deserves some criticism and some strong critique for underestimating the popularity and the intensity of what it was going to take. But they wanted to spend $6 billion to roll out this campaign, and the Republicans didn't want to spend the money. So, and that's a fact. That's not a partisan comment. But it pains me that everyone is so quick to criticize something that is a monumental undertaking, and it's going to take months to get it right. When they themselves haven't experienced any kind of rollout themselves, I just find that very, very frustrating.
Does this get fixed? What are you hearing?
Sure it does. Sure it does. It gets fixed. It's going to make it a little bit harder because the antis are out and about. But this will get fixed. You know, Rick Nolan, who's a congressman in Minnesota, made an interesting comment on WCCO, and he's getting some national attention for it now. He says that Obama needs to man up and, fire some people who didn't do this correctly. Well, okay, but you still have to spend the money to get the absolute best people in the country on this. And, Joel, that takes money. The private sector's doing this. Government's not doing it. These are contracted agencies that are putting together this website and fixing this stuff. And if you're going to be tight with a dollar and if you're going to try to do it on the cheap, you're going to have problems.
Yeah. And certainly we do have problems. Do you believe there will be a delay in implementation?
I believe that Joe Manchin from West Virginia is doing a little bit of political grandstanding now, running around saying that, you know, we got to delay it for a year. Let these people get to work on it. Let's make a decision, you know, later on. And I think the Obama administration is right by saying, you know, let's delay it for a short period of time to see where we are. Give these people a chance to streamline it and fix it. But I think doing it right now and delaying it for a year, I think the country could lose focus on it. We have the country focused on health care right now. Got to take advantage of that. Got the country focused on getting a farm bill. Got to take advantage of that. Got the country focused on how important it is to pay our bills. And so maybe this will push people towards a budget reconciliation, which I think is very important.
And I saw on your very network, MSNBC, where in Kentucky, the governor embraced it and went forward with it. Quite frankly, it's working, and it's working very well.
You know, that's another thing, is that, you know, where you don't have any state resources going to these exchanges, when you don't have any federal resources going to these exchanges, it, obviously it's not going to play very well. It makes the lift a heck of a lot harder. So, I just think that we live in some pretty interesting political times as far as you know what has to get accomplished. But we got to be realistic. It takes money to make money. It takes money to do things right on a logistical level. This is a big undertaking. But I don't think that this website and whatever you want to call it, glitches, malfunction, whatever, I don't think that this should be the enemy of the good. There's a lot of good stuff in this bill, and it's going to affect a lot of Americans into the millions.
Ed, always good to talk to you. Thanks for your time.
Thank you, Joel.
Ed Schultz, ladies and gentlemen, MSNBC, and of course you can hear him on the Ed Schultz Show. Let's go find Terry Spies and find out what